Rush Hour are your true blue drive home. Bet Australian. Bet with Bluey. And download the Blue Bet app for the iPhone and Android. Gamble responsibly. The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the Rush Hour, Gus, Jude and Wendell. How cold is it?
It's freezing at the moment.
It's the first day of winter and certainly they have turned it on and the big bear needs to hibernate over there. Del, you are not happy in these conditions.
Well, look, I'm not happy, but when I come to work, I got a little thing where as soon as I walk into SCA, I've got to switch it on because everyone expects me to be happy.
Again,
upbeat.
No one knows what SCA is.
Triple A.
Can you just say Triple M?
Sorry, Triple M. SCA. I don't know, mate. I've got a lot going on, mate. Great time of the year, State of Origin. This is when the king comes to the fore.
He does.
Tell you what, you are one of the kings as well. There's no doubt about it. Mate, you were rugged up as if you were in Threadbow today.
Mate, I came in with the scarf and Del immediately just ripped shreds off me.
And rightly so.
Thought he put my skis down and just sort of walked off.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought we were doing, you remember when you guys went to Threadbow years ago?
Oh, yeah, we used to open up the ski season on the grill team.
The grill team, yeah. That's what I thought Jude thought we were in Threadbow.
You want to get yourself to Threadbow, don't you?
He looked good, but didn't he? The scarf. He's very Melbourneite.
You're very Melbourne slash European. Yes. Can I ask you, boys, I saw the Blues today down at Coogee jumping in the drink. Yeah. First day of winter, jumping into the water. It's got to be freezing cold. Is that a part of, in your careers, was that a part of recovery or are you sort of, your career's sort of too old for that?
Absolutely. We'd do Maroubra or we'd do Coogee. We'd go over the north side, things like that. Just all the time we're back down there doing recovery in there and it's pre-game as well as post-game. So,
do you like the cold?
Like, penguins. You felt like penguins just sort of huddled up down there. But I mean, it's 13 degrees in Sydney today. So
yeah.
Like 7 overnight. So it'll be freezing.
You wouldn't believe this, but I try and negotiate a way to get out of like, get into the water. Cause I just did. And then
negotiate sometimes.
Yeah. Just go, look, can I just do this? And so go up and just up until like, you know, just to the top of your quads and then get out like so. And I'd get away with it because I'm the big deal.
They're big quads.
Okay, but I'm sure that someone like Wayne Bennett wouldn't let you get away with that.
Wayne let me do what I wanted to do within reason.
Yeah.
But guys like Billy Johnston and obviously, you know, some of the trainers and that, they wouldn't. They make you get in there and the boys just go, mate, one all in. So I'd get in there, dip my head in. Wouldn't go out too far because obviously, I wasn't good at swimming.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Ray Warren, boys, has commentated his last game of rugby league. Incredible. 7-8 years of age. After talking with his family and calling rugby league for over 55 years, he said, I've decided my time in the commentary box is over. It's a sad one, isn't it? Because he's been the voice of a lot of big moments, not just in rugby league, but in racing and tennis where he first started, amongst other stuff. He's a legend.
Yeah, he is. It's very surreal. Like when you're a kid and you're listening to like one of the great voices of all time and, you know, he's iconic. And then when you get the chance for him to call your name in a game, you get, mate, Ray Warren's calling my name. And then even better, when you get to go on the footy show on that and Ray Warren's sitting there, you're pinching yourself. Absolute legend to work with. He teaches you so much and just always just humble and just love the game. His energy was just unbelievable.
Synonymous with the game, though. I mean, like you think of all the major moments that he's called over the career. Incredible.
What about this? The voice of rugby league, he has called 99 State of Origin games.
Wow.
Would you not think just pop up next Wednesday, Ray? Give us your 100th. 45 grand finals and 3 Melbourne Cups. Establishing himself as one of Australia's greatest broadcasters, full stop. Actually incredible. So we thought we'd pick a moment each of Ray calling footy. You go first, Jude.
Yeah, I like look back at this one really fondly, and I just look at Jonathan Thurston, 2015 Grand Final in Golden Point. Let's have a listen.
The first Grand Final Golden Point. Thurston to choose from with Coote. He hits it. He's got it. He's got the field goal. He's got the premiership. He has gone from a captain to a legend and probably rugby league immortality.
Yeah, what a call, what a moment. Ben Hunt's just driven off the road on the way back from Wollongong. but other than that, good luck next Wednesday, Ben. What about you, brother?
Oh, mate, there's so many, but I think as a youngster, you know, this one here, 1994, Queensland.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh. No.
Origin.
Oh, no.
Here's the big fella, gets the pass on. Coyne goes for the corner and gets the try. Queensland, it's a miracle.
Oh, yeah. From Queensland. They can't believe it. Unbridled joy on the sideline, and why not?
That's not a try, that's a miracle.
we couldn't play the entire try because it would have gone for 5 minutes. Oh, and that's that right. Many set of hands it went through.
I know. You know who missed a tackle at the end? Freddie Fittler.
Hey, just settle down on that. You want to give yourself five in the bin, give yourself an uppercut.
He's so about for State of Origin, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, at least in Origin, he was actually in number six in the middle, not like wingers. what about me? Braithen Astor, friend of the show, fantastic guy. Roosters versus West Tigers. Have a listen to this.
It's down Minicello. A long range shot from Anastor.
He's got it.
Oh, what a kick. He got a kick. Anastor has nailed it. Braithen Astor.
Yeah, and took him in a golden point, and then Sean Kenny-Dow did the rest, and yeah. The Roosters won that night and are very crazy. Unlikely to win it. But
Tigers should have won that.
But it makes the moment. It makes the moment, doesn't it? The broadcaster like that just makes the moment so much better.
Exactly right. Just like Richie Beno in cricket, Ray in rugby league, and you know, obviously a huge part of the Triple M family as well. Brilliant with Dan on Dead Set Legends for all those years as well. So, you know, we tip our lid to you, Ray, and, you know, glad that you're doing exactly what you want to do.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we've got a first world problem to solve, and it's divided the studio like nothing else. We'll get your help solving it next.
The Rush Hour on Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell, driving you home on this Wednesday, the 1st of June. First day of winter, and certainly has hit us right up the Jacksy. There's no doubt about it. We are freezing cold in here. You're dressed as if you're going to the Arctic Pole.
Two jumpers on.
And look at the Bigfoot. Never seen him so miserable.
Just, no, I'm fine.
I know, but look, you're just sitting there. You're cold. No, right. You've got some sort of jacket on that I think my granddad would have worn maybe back in the day. What is that? Is that a cardigan?
Yeah, whatever. I can pull it off, mate. So,
actually, that's pretty true. Time now for this. A lot of issues in this world, but this is a big one, guys. To dunk or not to dunk your biscuit into a cup of tea.
Man. Oh, my God, man.
Oh.
What do you think, Jude?
I'm a massive dunker. I love
you
the fact.
You certainly are.
I love the fact that you could get like a scotch finger or, you know, and I want it dunked so it's almost moist enough to fall in.
Oh, you nearly lose it.
If you don't want...
That's a game. A very tough game to play,
But it's like a game of chicken. It is. But it's like I'm dunking it. And then you think like a Kingston where the chocolate in between is almost oozing a bit. And that's
a very rich...
I love a bit of a
very
dunk.
Rich biscuit, that, the Kingston. Yep. Now, with the Scotch finger, are you splitting it or are you dunking the whole biscuit?
I'm going the whole hog, the double finger.
You are out of control. What about you, Del?
No dunking for me.
Hang on.
What do you mean?
No dunking. No. I like to keep them separate.
What? Okay. Do you bite your biscuit, then sip some tea with the biscuit in the mouth?
No. I have my tea, and then I bite my biscuit after it, and then I wash it down if I need to.
You do keep it separate.
Mate, I keep it separate, mate.
Ridiculous.
Two different
Ridiculous.
Things, mate. Yeah.
You're missing one of the joys of...
No.
I'm a massive dunker. I'll dunk anything in there if I possibly can.
Give
me an opportunity to dunk, and I'll be dunking. What do you reckon, Sonia? Dunk or not dunk?
Look, I don't think there's any argument. It's definitely dunk.
Yes.
Last week, I had COVID, and I did my grocery shopping according to what I could dunk.
Good on you, Sonia.
Well done.
Let's go to Big Dan now in North Ryde. Big Dan, do you dunk or not dunk?
Oh, I'm a dunker, fellas.
Fantastic.
Why are you a dunker, mate?
Mate, I'm a dunker. Well, I get the best of both worlds. So the Makona dark coffee, just an 8 blend.
Yep.
And you get yourself a Tim Tam, chew each end off, dunk one end in, and then suck the coffee through the Tim Tam.
Yeah, very it's a nice good. Touch. Yeah, I know exactly good. What you mean.
I love the dark coffee.
Just briefly, before we go to Ian in Windsor, what about the Tim Tam, rated the number one biscuit in Australia? Do you feel like they've just done a little bit too much with them, though? There's like 20 versions now.
Yeah, keep it simple, mate. Kiss. Keep it simple, mate. That's,
keep it simple, silly. That's right. What about Ian in Windsor? Ian, do you dunk or not dunk?
I love dunking, mate. I dunk Monte Carlo every day of the week, but my favourite is Vegemite on toast.
Oh, he dunks the Vegemite on toast.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, that's too far.
It's too far.
Yeah, too far.
So you've gone away from the biscuit into the toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. But Monte Carlos are good, but Vegemite on toast is the go if you're going to dunk.
So a black tea or a coffee or what is it? What do you have with?
No, white tea, a couple of sugars.
Yep.
Wow.
But the Vegemite,
you toasty
that,
veggie with that, butter in there.
You talk about like me being playing chicken with it almost falling on soggy toast. You don't want that falling in your cup of tea.
No, that is true. Yeah, I think Ian's gone way over the top here, but I'm with him on the Monte Carlo.
You know what I call him? Too far in.
Yeah, too far in.
100% of our callers are massive
100%.
Dunkers.
That's the first time ever that we've had 100% of callers saying it's okay to dunk. In fact, that's what you should be doing.
No, I'm not doing it.
Dell versus New South Wales in the second hour, but he's already pitted against them.
Bring it on.
Absolutely smashed up. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Payne Haas, a member of the New South Wales State of Origin team and, of course, part of the Brisbane Broncos. He's backflipped on his decision, boys, to leave Red Hill with contract negotiations being put on hold until the end of the season. Last week, the 22-year-old requested a release from $800,000 a year contract after his management asked for a pay rise, which was strange, right? His camp wanted $1 million and then $1.2 million a little bit later. Haas said this in a statement: I underestimated the public interest in my contract situation, so I want to put those discussions on hold and keep my focus where it needs to be. I want the fans to know they will get nothing but my best every time I pull on a Broncos jersey. I reckon that's a really good statement, but the underestimated the public interest in my contract situation seems strange.
Absolutely. That's the bit that gets me. I think this is where a manager and a player should be sitting there going, okay, if we pull the trigger on and ask for a release, what is going to be the repercussions? And will there be interest in this? Will there be discussion? And of course, the Broncos fans just gave it to him, and justly so. Like, it was, they were shocked, weren't they, Del?
Yeah, no, they were. Look, I understand them being disappointed and how it played out. You know, I think I said it last week, I've never seen a player sort of do this and not hold the Broncos to ransom a little bit, but that's what the fans felt like, and they showed what they thought of it. I actually felt for Payne when the game started, because I don't think he thought the impact was going to be what it was and getting booed. And I, as an ex-Bronco, or as a Broncos legend, I don't know if I said that out loud, but I didn't
I'm not sure you can call you. Like, you are, but it just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't matter.
With calling yourself that.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It rolls off the tongue for him.
but I was disappointed in the fans. They don't need to. I know we asked for membership and they support the Broncos and that, but I didn't like seeing it. I felt for the young man.
But this is their opportunity to vent. And it wasn't necessarily at him directly. It was at the whole situation. And people don't like player managers, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree, but I still didn't like it. You know, but I'm glad the way he played, he ripped in. I mean, the first, I know that, you know, he's going to rip in for the Broncos. You know, he's won 3 Porky Paul Morgan medals. Porky Morgan, so he's absolute legend of the of the club he was. And so, mate, I want Payne just to concentrate on footy. And I agree the timing wasn't great, but I think he understands and he gets it now. And I just, you know, he's got a deal there. I want to see him stay at the Broncos, but obviously even last week I was disappointed in how it was aired too.
From a manager's perspective, though, it's full effect around Origin time. It's,
Of course. Look after your young charger, I'd say, to the people that are running his particular contract negotiation. That was just foolish. What about Takiaho, the Rooster forward? He's decided to leave the club. He's played 150 games, won a couple of comps, won 2 World Club Challenges as well. He's been at the Roosters for 10 years, but he's off to the Catalan, which are the French side in the English Super League, and I think he'll do well there, Del.
Yeah, he will there. Mitchell Pearce is there, obviously. You know, Jimmy Maloney, he was there for a little while.
Yeah.
And I just think, mate, the players that go there, the Australian players that go there, mate, they enjoy that lifestyle. It's a bit more laid back than, obviously, Sydney and in Brisbane. But good luck to him.
Yeah, and French rugby is much bigger than French Rugby League as well. Yeah. So they are pretty much, not known as well over there than the rugby union players.
150 games, couple of premierships, pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good turnout.
Fantastic. And a great goal kicker. We've forgotten about that.
Yes.
Like, I know he's now gets rotated on and off, but I reckon he should kick every time that he's on. I think he's a better kicker than Sam Walker, but there you go. That's better blokes than me know more than me. The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour RRMM is our handle. How good is this, boys? Great news. News Corp can reveal that senior US officials are discussing the possibility of the Dallas Cowboys playing an NFL game down here in Australia, but not just in Australia, in Sydney and up against the LA Rams, the reigning Super Bowl champions. So two iconic sides, couple of quarterbacks, Prescott up against Stafford. Oh. And the matchup between Dallas and LA, the reigning Super Bowl champions, would be certainly amongst the biggest sporting events ever held in Australia. How good would it be, Del?
Oh, that's crazy. Look, I'm not one to get on bandwagons, but, mate, I'm right on that bandwagon. I'm front and center. How good?
Well, apparently one of the Rams blokes, Jude, it's actually going to come out the safety One of the players, Nick Scott, is going to come out and do a promotional tour in June. So it actually looks much more likely than... Yeah. And they'd sell it out, wouldn't they, out at Homebush?
Yeah. Absolutely, but all the build-up around it and just the promotion, I mean, you'd get some of the ex-Dallas Cowboys out as well. Some
junkets,
of
the Dallas Cowboys cheer girls, maybe, would they travel?
Maybe, yeah, but you look at the Super Bowl champions, though, like Cooper Kupp, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Donald, I'd love to see how big he is next to Dell.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind Aaron Donald, you know, trying to play a game of rugby league.
Yeah.
You know, without having
he's an absolute beast.
He is a beast. The NFL have issued the LA Rams international home market status in Australia, China, and Mexico, which is basically saying all 32 franchises, you've got to go and expand the game overseas. LA Rams, you've got Australia, China, and Mexico.
Oh,
so
well.
That's the deal behind it, which I think is so sensible. They're already going to London. They've done some teams and some games in Mexico. The NFL really is a juggernaut.
Oh, imagine the tailgating at the front of the stadium, though. We'd just... You get the barbie at the front.
Love it.
The rush hour tailgate. That's we'll go for a week in the lead up to the party.
We better do a dry run. Not a dry run. A wet run.
A wet run. Yeah, I mean, just do some dress rehearsals, I think, is what you're after.
I'll do a dry run.
Up next, we've got Origin tickets up for grabs with New South Wales versus Dell.
Bring it on, New South Wales people.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour. Huge second hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell. Time now for this.
After years on the field, they say his confidence only grew.
And I'm ready to rock and roll today, boys.
But can he take on the entire state of New South Wales?
New South Wales.
I'm feeling great.
The Rush Hour's New South Wales versus Dell. Experience the power of the rivalry. Ampol State of Origin, Game 1 at Accor Stadium, June 8. Get your tickets via Ticketek.
Yeah, we cannot wait. Each day this week, Wendell will take on a Blues legend in a quiz. Both Dell and the New South Wales legend will be playing for a listener on the line, with the winner of the quiz securing four silver passes. That's to awesome. State of Origin 1 for their fan. Today, Dell is up against none other than Spud Carroll. G'day, Spud. How are you, brother?
Oh, good afternoon, lads. Unbelievable. I can't wait. It's like Santa Claus. I'm waiting for Santa Claus to land. State of Origin. Oh, mate, how good is it?
It's so good,
Spud. You ready to take on Dell?
Well, again, I've used to take him on arm wrestling. He didn't beat me on that, so how are you going to beat me in a
hello. Yeah, we're tied, mate. We arm wrestled for an hour at the Jack Newton about 10, 12 years ago. It was ridiculous.
Just ran out of oomph, did you, after an hour?
No, yeah, we just wanted to get on the piss end. So, yeah.
Exactly. All right, so you're playing for a listener each, Dell. Do you want to introduce your caller to the Rush Hour?
Yes, I am playing for Marie from Glenbrook. Hey, Marie.
Hey, Dell, how are you going?
I'm going very good. I'm very confident.
Fantastic, Marie.
Oh, good. How am I then? Oh, God.
Now, Spud, do you want to introduce your caller?
My caller, I don't know where he's from, but is it Jason?
Yes, it is.
Jason from Stanhope Gardens. How are you, Jason?
Stanhope Gardens. Welcome back. Welcome to Spud's trivia question, Jason. I've got to tell you, mate, I'm not that good. I've gone to the pub trivia. I haven't won once, so good luck.
All right, here we go. So, Spud, your buzzer will be Blues. Dell, yours is Maroons. Okay?
Queenslander!
Or Queenslander, if you want to get that in. All right, first question. How many debutants in total are there for Game 1 with both sides combined?
Cattle dog. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Spud, how many?
We'll go for 7.
Yeah, bang, he's on the board.
3 New South Wales, 4 Queensland.
How good is this guy? Look at
congratulations
this.
To all those guys too. Fantastic.
Yeah, right, mate.
All right, here we go. All right, question 2. Who was the first New South Wales player to win the Wally Lewis medal?
Cattle dog.
Yes, Spud, what do you think?
Laurie Daly.
Oh, no, it's Craig Fitzgibbon in 2004.
Well, he loses one, doesn't he?
He doesn't lose one.
Okay, here we go. Question 3. Who is the most capped Queensland player?
Queenslander!
Yes, Dell. Yep. Who? Yeah. Yes.
What? In history?
In history.
In history? Cam Smith?
Yeah!
Wendell Staley!
You didn't say history.
I agree with that.
You didn't say in history.
You just said the Queensland player.
Null and void. Jason, say null and void. Too important.
Okay, this is the tiebreaker. We're going to the tiebreaker. Okay. Following on from the last question, How many caps does Cameron Smith have?
Catalogue.
Spud.
Ooh, good number. He's a freak, so I'll say, is it closest to the number or what?
Well, I think we're going to have to go closest to.
You've got that close to the number.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully just get the right one, then we're sweet.
Okay, Fred, I'll go 32.
32? And so what are you saying, Del?
37.
Yeah, Del wins.
Yes! It's 42.
Del wins.
Oh, 42.
Get out of my house, bud. Get out of here.
So, congratulations, Marie. You've won silver passes for you and three mates to State of Origin 1. How are you feeling? Marie, you've won tickets.
Well done, Marie.
No problems,
Marie. Wow. Turn it down, Marie. Turn it down.
Marie, you know what, Marie? I'm just happy that I make people happy.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Love you, Del.
Amazing. Love you, too. Love you, Spud. Love you, Marie.
Marie's off to the off to State of Origin 1 with three friends.
Exactly.
Amazing.
You've got to experience the power of the rivalry. Ampol State of Origin, Game 1 at Accor Stadium, June 8th. Get your tickets via Ticket Tech. Marie is off. Well done, Del. You're 2-0, big fella.
Spud, thank you very much, mate.
This 42. I didn't realise you played that many. What a freak.
Yeah, he is a freak. Up next, we are counting down the greatest State of Origin moments of all time, and this moment still makes me sick when I think of it.
In the lead up to Origin Game 1, these are the Rush Hour's biggest Origin moments of all time.
Oh, throws up.
Yeah, and there's so many moments to go through, and we'd love your thoughts as well if you can get on our socials and let us know the biggest moments sort of that you can remember in State of Origin. But this one still, when I hear it or even get spoken about, still gives me chills. I can't believe it. I thought he was offside, but play on. What about announcing himself with a bang, 20 years of age, his second Origin match, he lit up Suncorp with a chip and chase, two chips in there, over the top of Minicello, and got the job done. What a player, and what a play that was, Del.
Yeah, freakish. I mean, sitting back as a Queenslander, you don't have to like Queensland, but just to do that on one of the biggest stages in the world, you know, game two, 20 years of age, he went from being a jockey, you know, to an Origin legend now, but even in that game, to have the confidence to do that, and Minicello was the best fullback in the world at that time.
Yeah, he did. He chipped over the top and did him with obviously momentum and pace in the end, but quite incredible. That game was won by Queensland. It was game two. They won 22-18, but in the end, New South Wales won that series in 2004-2-1.
Did you know Phil Gould made six changes going into the game three from the team that played in the game two?
No. But
amazing.
Yeah.
And they got the job done in game three. Yeah. So it was what that made it 1-1, did it? And then 2-1 with all those changes to Gus. Yeah. People forget about it. It's been so long how successful Gus was as a New South Wales coach.
Yeah, that's right. When they talk about some of the great Origin coaches, you know, they always talk about guys like Wayne Bennett and stuff. And you think about even Craig Bellamy in those series. Obviously it was against guys like Cam Smith and Billy Slater.
Yeah.
But Bellamy didn't have much success at Origin level, obviously. And I remember talking to Billy Slater and that about it one time. I said, mate, do you boys ever go back to Melbourne and give Bellamy a bit of stick? And he goes, you know, it's funny, when he was coming around to, obviously, to extend at Origin, apparently Billy reckons Smithy used to go, Belzer, don't do it to yourself, mate. Come on, mate. You know,
all, don't put your hand up
So they like, give him, because, you know, they're all pretty tight. And he goes, Bellamy, Belzer, don't do it to yourself, mate. You know what's going to happen. And so Cam Smith, people don't understand, but he's that good, like, you know.
He was on the money too, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. They're the little Aussie battler of the betting world. We love an Aussie battler. Bet Australian, bet with Bluey. Download the Bluebet apps for the iPhone and also Android. Want to tell you, boys, the Surry Hills man has stumbled across a hidden treasure worth over $3,000 while he ravaged through curbside pickup items. Now, do you remember that at your house? Like, it happens
absolutely.
More often than not,
actually. I did the Bay Run yesterday and across Des Moines. They were just laid out.
Yeah,
everywhere is doing the curbside.
You don't stop though, do you? You don't stop and go off.
No, people were rifling through it. It's fair game.
Good luck to them.
One is actually out there on the right in front of your house. It is absolutely fair game. I came out one morning when we're doing the grill team, so like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. There was blokes there cutting bits of white goods, you know, like a laundry or a dryer. So. Obviously, one part is broken, but another part might be fine. So they're picking up parts for secondhand stuff. No dramas
problems
at all. This bloke, he went to a local art gallery after picking up this bit of art that he thought looked pretty good. And they've said, you know what? Someone else's trash is someone's treasure. Over $3,500, they reckon it's worth.
Wow. So good.
How good's that just by rummaging around?
Ka-ching, ka-ching, yeah.
So there's hidden gems and treasures absolutely everywhere, cobwebs all over them. But if you, I actually found my bedside table. You might know this, because you've been in my bedroom quite a bit.
What?
That bedside table.
Doesn't surprise me.
I stole from next door neighbour.
Okay.
Oh, you were out the front.
Well, it just looked fantastic. There was two
there.
A pair? There was a pair, but I could only grab one at a time. By the time I came in, spoke about it, got it up, got all my stuff in, it went to get the second one, it was gone.
Oh.
So there's two houses that have one each of that stuff.
What did Vix think about that? Was that all right? Vix was happy with that?
Vix was very happy, no problem at all. She's got a nice, slightly better one. Girls have got more stuff than
us. Of course
anyway,
they have.
You know what I mean?
I've threatened to throw the golf clubs out on the curbside pickup after a pretty bad round a few times.
I've seen you play golf, wouldn't you?
You're one of the worst golfers I've ever seen for someone who made a living out of being an athlete.
Oh.
What did you find in Council Clear Up? And Gibbo from Loftus has given us a call. G'day, Gibbo.
G'day, Gus. How you going, mate?
Mate, I'm good, mate. What did you find?
It was my brother, actually, a few years back. He pulled Matty Johns' TV off the junk bar.
Did it work all right?
Worked perfect.
Oh, just good. An upgrade for the big Matty.
He's got the big 60-inch or something like that.
Minimal.
Yeah, flat screen. I think Johns' was on the big money at the Sharkies at the time. It was down Woolaware.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what, he's been on big money everywhere he
goes. Yeah, I know.
He's just upgrading.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Gibbo. What about Stephen Milpera? G'day, Steve. What did you find in council pickup?
Legends and Dell, how are you doing?
Thanks, mate. There you go. Right.
Hey, you're a Queenslander, mate. You're a second-class citizen. A few years ago, on council pickup, I picked up this old wardrobe with drawers and everything down the bottom. I'd pick up for my daughter. Anyway, took it home, cleaned it all up. I took the drawers out. Anyway, underneath the drawers with all these envelopes with is 15 grand's worth of, remember the old $100 bills?
Yes.
Yeah, the old white ones?
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, so apparently it was a deceased estate, so I took it back to him and gave it back to the family.
Oh, did you?
Good on you, mate. Yeah. Steve. Yeah.
Good on you, Steve.
I would have given him at least five back.
Yeah, that's some money. I found $100.
I found $100.
Good on you, Steve. You'll wait much nicer.
We won't
nicer.
Be that, will we?
No, we won't be. There's 15 no grand. Let's go to Luke in Hornsby. G'day, Lukey.
G'day, Gus, Stu, Dell. How are you guys?
We're good, mate. What did you find in council pickup?
Listen, my wife, she loves picking up the most horrifically ugly chairs off the side of the road. And she found this absolute tragic thing that was orange. Anyway, old school armchair, we brought it home, didn't think much of it, threw it in the lounge room. A couple of months later, we couldn't find our kitten, and the kitten had got up in the lining of the couch. So I flipped the chair over, cut the lining open to get the cat out, and I found rolled up in $50 notes, $100 notes, $18,500.
What?
Wow. I said we wouldn't beat 15.
What did you do with it?
18 and a half.
Did you give it back?
18 and a half. Well, we tried to give it back. We went back to the house and the people had sold it and moved out.
Oh, what did you borrow with the 18 and a half?
What a tragedy that is.
Tragedy.
Did you knock on the door and run away, Luke? Like, you wouldn't have hung around for too long, would you, trying to give it back?
Oh, look, we did our best. I wasn't carrying it on me at the time, so I don't know how genuine it was.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot. And to all the callers we couldn't get to. How about that?
Yeah. Up next, we talk to the hammer, Shane Heal.
Gus, Jude and Wendell, this is the Triple M Rush Hour. Rush Hour. Basketball. You'll probably be familiar with it from your school days. And by that, I mean the canteen was usually set up in the main hall, which always had a basketball court in it, preventing anyone from playing a full game of it at recess or lunch. But some lucky few did manage to dodge the on-duty teachers and lines at the tuck shop and get a full game in. In this next bloke's case, a full few hundred games, including games for Australia at the Olympics and in the NBA with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's also coached the Sydney Kings, and these days, he's headed back to uni to do a few courses. Obstacle courses using plastic cones as he coaches the Sydney Uni Flames in the WNBL. Please welcome Aussie basketball superstar, Shane Heal.
Yeah, the hammer's on the line, boys. The NBA Finals are just around the corner. Golden State Warriors up against the Boston Celtics, Game 1, Friday, June the 3rd. So coming up at 11 a.m. on Friday, and we've got him on the line right now. G'day, Hammer.
G'day, fellas. Exciting time for the NBA, but I haven't spoken to you guys since I told you the Sydney Kings are going to sweep those guys down under.
Yeah, and don't worry, we told everyone about it. Everyone got on, and everyone's very happy.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And how good's it going to be, this game one?
what a story between Boston and the Golden State Warriors. Can't wait.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on it, mate? Obviously, Golden State got a lot of experience in finals, but, gee, Boston got it done as well. Should be an absolute cracker. It could go to seven games. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to go a long way. You've got to favour Golden State, though. They've just got so much firepower, and the way Steph Curry's playing, we know what Klay Thompson can do this level, and you look at Wiggins and Poole, and Draymond Green plays his role as well. So I just think with that firepower, the experience, they'll probably get it done. But it's a really good story, Boston, of what they've been able to get it done. Tatum, he's just a legitimate superstar that's carried this team. So it's going to be exciting.
Well, you said that, but yeah, Boston do have a young team. How special is this group? Is it not just around that one player, but where do you think they can go from here?
Well, I think if we cast our mind back 3 years ago when Kyrie Irving left, they thought it was doom and gloom, but it's actually turned out to be a positive for them, because you're right. That, you know, they're young, they've been able to build together, they've built on a defensive sort of philosophy, and guys have been able to step up as well. So I think the future looks great. They need to probably add another piece for them to be able to go to that next level and consistently have a chance to win a championship, but it's just a really good story.
Now, when people just look at Steph and what he does, he throws the threes from everywhere. Not even when he's not even playing, he throws it from the crowd, he throws it from the dressing room doors and that sort of stuff. Why, for people who don't understand basketball, why can't he just go down there, have the ball, and just shoot a three every time, and he'll get it 90% of the time? Like, why can't he just do that?
Well, the hard thing is that the whole game plan is to be able to stop him. And, you know, you've got the best defenders that are denying him and bumping him and trying to even stop him getting, you know, catching the ball. So, you know, his work ethic without the ball is sort of off the charts. It really is. It's the best in the competition. So by the time he gets there, his fitness levels as well to be able to do that, get down there, move, come off screens and everything else and catch. And he takes no time whatsoever to be able to get his shot off. And we know he's got unlimited range as well. He's such a difficult matchup. I reckon if you asked him, he would love to be able to get it every time down the court. I've seen it in All-Star games where he's done that and he's just unconscious.
Mate, we so all love, good. Yeah, we all love talking about the really good stuff and the exciting stuff in and around basketball. But can I just go back to the Liz Cambridge stuff? Are you sick of it, or do you think we need to get to the bottom of it?
You know, this should have happened at the time. You know, and the problem is Basketball Australia swept it under the carpet. I mean, she didn't even get a fine or a suspension or anything. They, you know, the way the investigation of the way Basketball Australia did, they just, you know, really disrespected the public about what happened. And I think if they did their job initially and came out with exactly what happened and what we're hearing now, I think it would have finished. And I think if Liz had to put her hand up and said, you know what, I screwed up, you know, I made some massive mistakes, you know, I need to be better, then everyone would have, you know, moved on with it as well. But the problem is she didn't do that. Basketball Australia didn't do this. And it took News Corp to be able to really bring to light all of the things that a lot of people internally knew, but really needed to come to light for the public, so then they could at least have some sort of clarity and make up their own mind about what they thought about the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Poor leadership.
Just and, festers, doesn't
and
it?
Exactly right. And why you think that you'd want to just keep that going for everyone making up their minds? Get the facts out there. Now we know. Everyone can make their opinion and move on. Look, mate, really appreciate chatting to you, Hammer. We hopefully talk to you halfway through the series, see how it's all going, and then when it all wraps up.
Sounds good. Go Warriors.
And that's it for today's podcast. For more of the show, you can catch us live on the radio tomorrow from 4 p.m. on Triple M.